I want to explain how to select text on the iPhone because a lot of people misconceivably think that it's a really difficult process. But fortunately, Apple has implemented a method that eliminates a lot of the frustration that a lot of users have faced in prior versions of iOS. In prior versions, you had to move your rotor to either characters, words, lines, whatever you wanted to select by, and then you had to use the pinch gesture in order to select whatever you wanted to select and then perform the copy and paste options from there. But that method can be a little tricky. Fortunately, there's a new method called text selection that really simplifies how you would go about selecting text. It's fairly close to what you would do on a PC. The first thing that you want to do, you want to go into settings and we want to go to voiceover and we want to go under rotor. And we want to make sure that text selection is enabled in the rotor. It should be, it's one of the default options, but if for some reason your phone does not have that option enabled, you'll need to double tap it to make it active. I'm actually in an email message right now, but you can do this on an edit field. You're going to turn your rotor and to text selection. So I'm going to do that
Braille
now.
screen input, land portrait, words, lines, text selection.
Okay.
Swipe right to expand selection.
Now,
Swipe left to shrink selection.
okay, so you heard a hint there. So what you'll want to do is just like any other rotor option, you want to swipe up or down to change what you want to select by. So the options we have,
Select all.
you can select all if you wish.
Page selection.
You can select by page.
Line selection.
You can select by lines, characters, words, and I believe paragraphs, but we'll stick with lines for now. So now that I am on line selection, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to flick right with one finger until I have selected the text that I want to copy. I'll just do a couple lines here.
Saturday, PM to 4, where? Room 130 selected. Online participation selected. Members are well are now for detail. HTTP and look for heading instruct direct link HT select call a number computer plus meeting ID 99 selected. Selected.
Okay, so now I have selected the text that I want. So now you want to rotor to edit.
Rip screen of portrait, words, lines, text selection, audio ducking, hints, containers, headings, links, form, visited link, non-visited buttons, text field, edit.
Okay, now on edit, you want to, again, swipe up or down with one finger, it doesn't really matter, until you get to copy.
Copy.
Now double tap.
Saturday, February 9th.
Okay, so now that your text has been copied to the clipboard, you can pretty much paste it anywhere. And for this demonstration, I'm just going to gonna paste this into Notes. Open Notes.
Notes, back button. Notes.
Now,
folders.
I want
notes.
To.
Edit. Sir, this F. App up can do. Not up. Allow for. Higher tip. Attach new note. Button.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm on the text field now. So I'm going to rotor over to edit again.
Braille screen input. Portrait. Lines. Text select. Audio duck. Hints. Containers. Headings. Typing mode. Edit.
Now instead of copy, I'm going to swipe up or down to paste.
Paste.
And then double tap.
Saturday.
That's it. On the newer iPhones, like the iPhone 10, there is no home button, so there's new gestures that you'll have to learn. And previously, these gestures were only available if you had an iPhone 10. But with the introduction of iOS 12, Apple has given iPad users the ability to use the same gestures that an iPhone 10 would use. It does take a little bit of practice. But once you have mastered it, you'll find that you'll probably use the home button a lot less. So I'll just open an app and I'll show you. The basic idea of this is that you swipe up from the bottom of the screen with one finger. Now it doesn't have to be, it can be any finger. And it's not like a flick up like you would use for the rotor. Think of it like as if you were playing a musical instrument and you wanted to play a smooth legato line, so you wouldn't pause, right? It's just a continuous slide up. What I'll do is I'm going to place my finger at the bottom and you'll hear a little sound to know that you have successfully placed your finger on the correct location. Your iPad will make a little sound to let you know. And the important thing is when you hear that sound, you don't want to pause at all. Once you hear that sound, you just immediately start your swipe up. So
App switcher.
So now what I just did there was that, because I moved a little bit too far, that when you slide up, it's kind of a longer slide, almost about halfway up the screen, that will bring up your app switcher. And once you have brought up the app switcher, the process of closing apps is the same as it always would be. But to go home, okay, so you heard that first sound there, that means that the gesture was successful. So it's just when you want to go home, it's just maybe about a third of the way up the screen. Now, in addition to using the going home and using the app switcher, you can use the same method to access control and notification center. But the difference here is that instead of swiping up, you're going to swipe down from the top of the screen with one finger. So the first sound when you do that will be a control center. And then if you were to slide further down would be your notification center. I'll show you real quick.
Pandora, Yahoo Mail.
Okay, so now I'm in control center. So I will dismiss that and did a... Now, if I were to do the same gesture, but slide down a little bit further. That would bring up your notification center. Now, one important thing to note here is that the old method of touching the status bar and swiping up or down with three fingers will still work. And I'm not sure how long that Apple will keep those gestures, but for right now, if you want to get to notifications or control center, you can still use the old method. But I would strongly recommend that if you have an iPad that is capable of running iOS 12, that you get used to the new gestures, because at some point, I think Apple is going to get rid of the old ones.
On the iPads, you get a vibration, a haptic feedback when you do
the haptic feedback is only available on the iPhone. So on the iPad, you'll just hear a series of tones to let you know that you have done the gesture correctly. And one other thing I forgot to add here is, and you want to make sure when you're swiping that you don't apply too much pressure, because if you do, your device will think that you're exploring by touch. And I took a while to realize that, and I could not get this to work for the longest time. And I finally went to the Apple store and I said, what am I doing wrong? And they're like, yeah, you're pressing too hard. And the other thing, as I said, is you don't want to pause either when you hear that first initial sound. So again, if you practice it, you'll eventually get it.